land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into hour three on this Tuesday, February 13th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Tellini Farms, Cliff Tellini. He is our Black Angus Montana ancestry beef farmer in Onaway, Michigan. He feeds his cows all of the feed that he grows on his own farms. Non-GMO, corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay. All grown on his farms. He sells quarters or halves, whatever you prefer, depending on the size of your family. And right now, he has some ground beef for you to taste. How lean, very little fat, hardly any water out of the ground beef. $4.25, 1 pound packages. Vicky and I just bought, I believe, 30 or 40 pounds from him in the freezer. Quarters weigh between 125 and 150 pounds at $4 a pound. That's $500 or $600. Standard cut, 3/4 inch thick, 8 to 9 ribeyes, 3 porterhouse, 4 to 5 T-bones, 3 to 4 sirloins, 3 to 4 round steaks, 2 to 3 3-pound roasts, and 58 to 60 pounds of ground beef in 1 pound packages. Fully matured to the perfect age, taken to Ebel's, slaughtered, hung in the chiller, 14 to 21 days, break down the protein enzymes. Then they are custom butchered, vacuum sealed, frozen like a brick, ready for delivery to you right now, today. So call the farm at 989-733-2782. If you live within 25 miles of Onaway, Cliff will deliver it right to your house. If you're more than 25 miles away, he'll meet you halfway. Give him a call, folks. This ground beef, we put it in our chili. Unbelievable. It looks almost like venison. That's how lean it is. Fried it up in the pan before we put it in the slow cooker with the chili ingredients. Did not even have to drain it. No grease, no water, no nothing. Chopped it up and put it into the chili crock pot. Let it cook all day. It was phenomenal. Text me the word beef and I'll text you back a clickable, dialable link to 989-733-2782. Former President Donald Trump yesterday supported North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Michael Whately to replace Michigan's Ronna Romney as the chair for the RNC. Romney, the former chair of the Michigan Republican Party from 15 through 17, has chaired the RNC for the last three election cycles, 18, 20, and 22. And we've lost everything. She has wasted money. Have you seen her face lately? I'm not being a sexist here. Just have you seen Ronna Romney's face? Facelift, Botox lips, doesn't even look like the same person. All paid for with RNC donations. We're going to get into more of this story and much more. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. I'm going to back up the bus a little bit right now. Beep, 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 beep. That's the sound the high-lows make coming in and out of my trailer. They come in, they drop the pallet, then heard the beep, beep, beep coming out. I was trying to sleep. Former state representative, very conservative, Dave Ajima, Republican National Committee man as well. Josh Shriver incident is very similar to me reposting a Colonel West article back in the day when I was RNC National Committee man. Colonel West wrote it. I reposted it. And I was called a racist and was asked to resign from the RNC. But of course I didn't. However, Randy, in Lansing, Speaker Tate taking away Josh Shriver's staff, this is indicative that the Speaker of the House has way too much power. These officials are elected by the people. The Speaker should have no right to take his office allotments and reassign his office staff. This is a dictatorship, and Republicans vote these powers to him. Bad. Absolutely. Others are responding. Didn't get my call to convention. You're a precinct delegate for your county? And your county chair did not send you a call to convention, which was due, I believe, 30 days before this Thursday, February 15th. You should have got it back in mid-January, the end of January at the latest. Not all of them are using snail mail anymore. A lot of them are using just emails. You better check your spam. Absolutely amazing. Ron Romney has been a complete failure as chair of the RNC for the last three election cycles. Now, MERS put it nicely when they said, Romney, the former chair of the Michigan Republican Party from 2015 to 17, has chaired the RNC for the last three cycles, comma, at a time when Republican successes have been a mixed bag. No, they haven't been a mixed bag. I don't know who authored this story, but it's been an absolute 100% total failure by the RNC. 2018, when she got President Trump to endorse with Ted Nugent, went down, talked to Trump, and got him to endorse Bill Shute, will make a great governor for the state of Michigan. I have the screenshot of Donald Trump's tweet back in the day. Then he lost the White House to the current idiot Biden. And then we got our butts kicked in Michigan and elsewhere. There was no red wave under Ronna Romney. So it's about time she's getting replaced. Who is Donald Trump supporting to replace Ronna Romney? North Carolina State Republican Party Chair Michael Whatley. Whatley? What? What? Whatley. W-H-A-T-L-E-Y. I don't know how you say it. I don't really care. But guess who he's also supporting to be the RNC co-chair? Many others are asking that question, and it could actually be Chris Lacida. He is a Republican campaign advisor in Virginia and helped get Glenn Youngkin elected governor. Now, one of the other things that they're also talking about is Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, to be possibly the RNC co-chair as well. Many fine candidates are available, and we are replacing the entire team. We have a group of three that are highly talented, battle-tested, and smart. They have my complete and total endorsement to lead the new Republican National Committee. Every penny raised will be used properly. This is a new day, quote unquote, said Donald Trump. Guess what? What does that mean? Every penny will be used properly? Ronna Romney misappropriated funds. She gave herself not one, not two, but three pay raises while losing three consecutive elections, 18, 20, and 22. National news media outlets have reported for the last few days that McDaniel was on the way out due to sagging fundraising numbers as Trump continues his path towards his third Republican presidential nomination. It's not McDaniel, it's Romney. I will never, ever refer to her as McDaniel. I want everybody to remember that she is a Romney. Now, there's an argument, a fight going on for who is, in fact, leading the Michigan Republican Party. Christina Crammel's folks, you get emails from them, migop.org.com, whatever it is, I forget. They interchange them. They confuse us. I don't know who's who anymore. Hoekstra is using the Seymour building, the Peter Secchia building, the one that Christina Crammel refused to lease for $15,000 a month. Well, using the MIGOP logo from 520 Seymour Avenue in Lansing, paid for by the Michigan GOP Red Pack, 520 Seymour Avenue, Lansing, Michigan. Well, there's going to be a Michigan Republican Party presidential primary dinner. It's going to be held the day before the election on Monday, February 26. One side says save the date. Pete Hoekstra, Michigan Republican Party chairman, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Trump 2016 Michigan co-chair, former Trump ambassador to the Netherlands, with a little tiny screenshot of what Donald Trump had put on his Truth Social page. Donald J. Trump at the real Donald Trump. Pete will make the Republican Party of Michigan great again in caps, and has my complete and total endorsement to be its chairman. He will never let you down. In caps, exclamation point. Well, they're going to do an event. I guess, evidently, there's perhaps a situation where you can go to a dinner if you want to support Pete Hoekstra and the Michigan Republican Party. Contact events at MichiganRepublicanParty.com. That's their new website, not the MIGOP one. $150 a person. A VIP table is $5,000. I'm sure many of you got this. I got it. Little postcardy thing that went out. Well, there's kind of a different scenario happening here. The faction of the Michigan Republican Party, which acknowledges Christina Crammel as the chair, openly questioned again yesterday the RNC's role and even Donald Trump's role in determining who it will recognize as being the Michigan Republican Party chair. Crammel's team is claiming that once a state party's membership determines the chair is a voting member of the RNC until its members pick someone else. They are claiming that Crammel never violated RNC bylaws. So for the RNC to entertain an outside entity to make official claims over who is actually chair of the Michigan Republican Party is not only absurd, but it also sets a dangerous precedent for other state parties. While Donald Trump is supporting Pete Hoekstra as the MRP chair, and Trump taking control of the RNC at this point, Crammel Michigan Republican Party may be reading the writing on the wall that the special committee the RNC recently appointed to settle the affair is not going to go their way. They set this committee back up just 11 days ago on February 2nd. Michigan Republican National Committee man Rob Steele said the special committee has been meeting, but to the best of his knowledge, has not concluded its work. There's also a pending lawsuit filed in court, which I haven't heard the judge's rulings on it yet. which I'm sure is probably going to go to the appellate court, if not to the Michigan Supreme Court. Michigan Supreme Court is controlled by a bunch of progressive communist socialists. Conservatives do not have the majority in the Michigan Supreme Court anymore. How are those justices going to perceive Christina Cramo, who they think has been a godsend to the Democrats, being chair of the Republican Party? How do you think they're going to rule? Just connecting the dots, just saying. I don't think there's a court in Michigan that's going to remove Cramo. It doesn't really matter what even Donald Trump thinks. He can endorse Hoekstra all he wants. Well, this is all going to come out to play, folks. Saturday, March 2nd, down in Detroit. I'm going to be there. Yes. Going to be very, very, very interesting to see what happens. It's not on the agenda. As far as I know, nobody's seen an agenda yet. But what I'm being told, it's not on the agenda. It will not come up for a vote as to who is the legitimate chair of the party. You know what? I think it's a mistake. If I was Christina advising her, I would tell her to put it on the agenda. Let's end this thing once and for all on March 2nd. It's time to unite. It's time to come together. County conventions this Thursday are going to select delegates and alternates to go down to Detroit to join me down there. Let's see how many grassroots patriots go to Detroit on March 2nd. Let's see how many rhino establishment one world globalists end up going. And let's have a vote. Put it on the paper ballot. Let the delegates there decide once and for all, let's end this thing. Not going to rely on the courts, not going to rely on the RNC, not going to rely on Donald J. Trump. With all due respect, sir, love you as a president, don't think you should be involved in state party politics. You're running for president of the United States. You do not have to cater to anybody here in Michigan, especially Betsy DeVos, the donor class, and Pete Hoekstra. Stay out of it. Let us delegates decide. We live in this state. We're the ones that have to deal with the crap coming out of Lansing and Washington. This president setting up the newcomers refugee resettlement program that Gretchen Whitmer has put on the website michigan.gov/OGM. Check it out. This is the crap we have to put up, sir. So with all due respect, you run your presidential campaign. We'll take care of the state of Michigan. But let's put an end to this thing on March 2nd, once and for all. Let the delegates decide if they want to keep her as chair or if they want to go in a new direction. Let the precinct delegates decide, Mr. President. Don't be involved in our state party politics. You took our Michigan Republican Party chair, Ronna Romney, made her head of the RNC. How did that work out for us? Thank God you're replacing her. That's the RNC. That's your shtick. Not Michigan Republican Party, sir, with all due respect. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.